I don't know what you mean. Caring and giving. Caring is the first step. I love the Son of God, God is the noble apostle Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, past rule or an order. You have to live in faith. You have to understand what is the meaning of this rule. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. What is the will of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this revelation? Because it will be impossible for you to put the order into implementation without you understanding what are the desires and what are the ways. That is why we ought to obtain genuine knowledge. Because without knowledge, hardly you can understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And that is why it is said Islamically, it is not easy for you to obtain knowledge individually without the assistance of the scholar. It is said that somebody determined to obtain Islamic knowledge without the assistance of any scholar. He came across a tradition of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتُ الصَّلَاةُ فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعَوْنَ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ مَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا أو وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَقْضُوا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after the iqama has been made, you come to the mosque running. Don't come to the mosque in orderliness. But you should come to the mosque in calmness and without running. Whatsoever you happen to observe with the imam of that property. But what has passed you on the prayer, you should say it after imam has completed his prayer. Often read the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعَلِكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ, that you should come with all respect and with all calmness. He read it as follows, فَعَلِكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ, that when you are coming to the mosque, you should search for a knife together with a rat. What are you going to do with a knife in the mosque? Are you going to slaughter people? What are you going to do with a rat in the mosque? Are we in need of rats in the mosque? Never. But the mistake occurs from the determination of observing knowledge or obtaining knowledge without the assistance of the scholar. So for you to obey, you don't just obey before you listen attentively in a way that leads you to a genuine understanding. Because if you don't understand, when you try to put what you had into implementation, you suddenly make mistakes. And that is the reason why today in every corner of the Islamic nation you see many groups with different understanding. And each group claims to be the real followers of the Quran and the Sunnah. But in many occasions, you will find that they are misinterpreting the Quran as well as the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, before we can say you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to understand first. You need to understand what you are listening to. After the understanding, then you implement. What is the meaning of hearing and obeying is what we are now discussing. When you hear, you understand. After you understand, you implement. How will the implementation be? The implementation of the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means total submission. Total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His rules and regulations by complete implementation of what you understand from the rules and regulations without you saying why and how. So if you do that, you are considered to be somebody of great obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mind you, as I said before, it is because of the question why that shaitan went astray. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to prostrate for Adam alayhi salam, he proclaimed saying why. Why? Why should I prostrate for Adam, whom you have created in our presence? Why I am more superior, I'm superior than Adam. So you don't ask why. If you want to be in a very good level of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't ask why. And you don't ask how. Only if you are asking the best manner of putting that rule into implementation. That is when you are given the chance to ask about how am I going to carry it out. But without that, there is no need for you to ask why or how. When it comes to the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, I think none of us will doubt that it is compulsory on us all to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we don't create ourselves. And we were not created by our fathers. Nor we are created by our mothers. We are all created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is obvious if we all believe that we are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must obey the law and orders of our Creator, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also compulsory on every one of us to obey him in his rules and regulations. Do we know why? Try and say. We know why we must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why should we obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now? Because in obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are simply obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how do you come to know that? You know that through Allah. And you want another question, another answer. Yeah. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to us. We don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except through our noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if you obey the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are simply obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you disobey the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are simply disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what are we to obey the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In aspect of prayer? Or in aspect of politics? Or in all aspects of life? In all aspects of life, let us put ourselves, let us bring ourselves into accountability. Are we really obeying him in all aspects of life? Or we are trying? We are trying, huh? So, very good of us if we are trying. I ask this question because some people believe that we are only to obey the Prophet in issue of worship. So when you are discussing something of politics and you bring the issue of the Prophet, somebody will easily tell you that, you see, we are not discussing of Salat and we are not discussing of the Qur'an. Don't bring the Prophet here. Is that good? No. You have to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of life. But some people may say, we don't need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some critical issues of prayer. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't know about those issues. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any knowledge about those issues. What's your view on that? We don't need. Do we need or we don't need? We need. So you see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows about science. You mean what they're saying, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has knowledge about science? Be careful. No, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has no knowledge of science. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِأُمُورِ دُنْيَاكُمْ. You know best about the issues of your life. You know best about the issues of your life. But we must obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects. By bringing all what you are doing to the Quran and to the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anything among what you are doing contradicts the Quran or the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we reject it. But if they comply with the Quran and the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge on everything, and nothing is hidden to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He gives the knowledge. He gives the knowledge. So now, if you believe in Allah and you believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your faith will simply make it compulsory on you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is people who have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who obey Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the people who don't have that genuine faith in Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, in life, if somebody is elected to be your leader, and you happen to disagree with his leadership, if he passed an order, you will never obey. Why? Because you disagree with his leadership. We know that is fact in life. But do any one of us disagree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his creator? None of us. Do we disagree that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah? None of us. Alhamdulillah. Therefore, for you being a believer, you must obey Allah and you must obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the significance of obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all rules and regulations in the Quran and the Hadith, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? First, you can never be a believer if you don't obey Allah and you don't obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know for we to be blessed with the paradise in the hereafter, we must be believers. If you want paradise, you must be a believer. Without obeying Allah, without obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no paradise. So therefore, is it compulsory to obey or not compulsory? It is compulsory to obey Allah and obey His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said in the Holy Quran, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears with His name, by His name, that none of us will really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except if we accept the rules and regulations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on whatever disputes may happen between us. If we accept the rules and regulations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is when we will become believers. And not the acceptance only, but we should not have any misconduct or misconduct in our minds. There shouldn't be any discomfort in our minds about the rules and regulations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there must be total submission to the government of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is only when you are considered to be a real believer. And that is why if there is any dispute between you and your brother on a certain issue, then you ask him, let's find the solution of this dispute in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are you supposed to say? You are supposed to say, I agree to that. Let's go to the Quran, let's go to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek for the solution of these disputes in them. In the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there happened to be a dispute between a Muslim and a Munafiq. The Muslim asked the Munafiq, let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the solution of these disputes. But the Munafiq said, he is not ready to go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but instead he should go to the Jew. So that is why Munafiqun are considered non-believers. Because they prefer the judgment of others and the judgment of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, you, when there is dispute between you and another person, somebody advised you both to come so that the dispute will be settled in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, but you said no. You like what the elder will say and not what the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet said. That means we don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have to do in order to prove our belief is to give total submission to the rules and regulations of the Quran. Also, by you obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are simply worshipping Allah. Whoever obeys Allah and his Prophet, by this obedience, he is worshipping Allah. And you know, the reason why we are created is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobey this Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means you are transgressing the purpose why you are created. And that is why Shaytan went astray, because he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Obey his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey people who are leaders among you. If there happens to be a dispute between you and your leaders, then return it back to Allah and back to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look to the verse of the Quran, you find in it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obey Allah, ati'u Allah, wa ati'u Rasul, and obey his messenger. But when it comes to the issue of leaders, Allah says, wa ulil amri minkum, and the leaders among you. But he did not say, and obey the leaders among you. Why? What he has said is that وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ and the leaders among you. Unlike when he mentioned himself and his prophet, he said, obey Allah. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ, obey his messenger. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ. What are the issues of leaders? Allah said, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ and the leaders among you. Our scholars of the Quran said, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not repeat the word obey here is that obeying our leaders is not something that stands on its own. So obey leaders is not something that stands on its own, but the obedience is subjected to their own obedience to Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they also obey Allah and obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must obey them. If they order us with something that contradicts obedience to Allah and to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must obey them. But when they order us to do something that go against the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not supposed to obey them but to disobey them. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum," and not "wa atiyu ulil amri minkum." Therefore, if you happen to be a leader, either a president or whatever they call you, you should mind that you are not a leader to be obeyed in all aspects and in all issues and by all sides. They are to obey you as far as Muslims are concerned. So far, what you are given as orders did not contradict with the rules and regulations of Allah and the teachings of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you obey His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shirk, from associating another person, any other deity, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying Allah, obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, provides you with protection from committing shirk. The proof to this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That is, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be prevented from shirk, from committing shirk, and you will be prevented from punishment in this era. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should be careful. They should be careful. Who are they? Those who disobey the rules and regulations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will temptate them. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, the meaning of temptation here is a shirk. That they will be tempted with shirk. They will become non-believers, associating deities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and that, you know, automatically leads going astray. Or you think of Adab al-Aleem, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them perish in a severe punishment in the hellfire in the day of judgment. So therefore, when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you are simply seeking for yourself is protection. You are seeking protection for yourself. People may laugh at you. They may consider you to be somebody who lacks understanding just because they are fond of not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you do. They will consider you to be somebody who lacks good understanding. But we will know in the day of judgment who are the people of the of understanding and who are the people who lack understanding. You should not listen to people who will laugh at you in this world, because they only know about worldly things. They don't know about their creator. And no one among mankind except he claims to be in the right path. And the others are those who went astray, who go astray. Don't believe them, but believe Allah. Don't consider what they are saying, but consider what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Also, as a Muslim, you have to believe
that you, that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have no option. You have no option before Allah. And no option before the rules and regulations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you may have option when you are given a certain order by your father, by your mother, by your husband, by your leader. You may have option. But before Allah, no option. Why? Because He is your creator. But your father is not your creator. That is why, if you are asked by your father to associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, are we to obey? No. That is, you have option. Likewise, if a leader asks you to do something that contradicts with the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we have option? Yes, we do. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do something, do you have option? No option. That is why there is one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him while he is offering a prayer. Now, what are we to do if you are called by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Salah, come here, and you are offering prayer? Will you leave the prayer? Or you finish the prayer first and go to answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one will you do? You finish the prayer, then you go to answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means you disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you are called by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you happen to be in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are considered by doing that that you disobey. Now, if you are called by your father while you are offering your prayer, Abu Salam, come here, and you are offering your prayer, what will you do? Finish the prayer and go and answer your father. Your mother, the same thing. Your husband, if you are a woman, the same thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called that companion, but he did not answer. After a while, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, answering, "Where are you before?" He answered, "I was praying." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Is this because you are praying, you refuse to answer my call?" "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, O the Messenger of Allah." That is the reason why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Holy Quran, 'Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum'? Answer the call of Allah, the call of His Messenger, whenever He calls you to what will let you live a very good life." Says, "Yes, really, Allah says that. So therefore, you're supposed to answer. Even you are praying. You answer by saying what? If you want to answer in Arabic, if you are called by somebody, Abdul Salam, Naam. Naam. What do you say about the prayer when you say Naam? Is Naam a recitation of the Quran? What will you say about the prayer? The prayer now is the same valid. It's not. But if you are called by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, the prayer will be invalid, but you have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After answering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you restart the prayer afresh. So if you are called by your father, you are called by your mother, you are called by your husband, and the prayer you are offering is not an obligatory prayer, it is permissible Islamically for you to cut the prayer, go and answer your father, answer your mother, answer your husband, then you come and start the prayer afresh. So far, the prayer is not an obligatory prayer. But if it is an obligatory prayer, it is just as you answer it. You finish the prayer, then you come and answer your call. Therefore, you don't have option before Allah. No option before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is the reason why you see the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before, because of the religion of Allah, with their given their life, given their property, given their children, just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no option before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah asks you to do something, you don't have any option. Allah said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِلَىٰ قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. It is not, there is no chance for the believers, male or female, for any option. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has an order, there is no option. That is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to pray, no option. Allah asks you to give alms to the needy, no option. Allah asks you to go and perform the pilgrimage, no option. Allah asks you to fight for the sake of Islam, jihad, no option. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to believe in Him alone and give total submission to His worship, no any option and no any objection. So you are supposed to be like that. And this is what we see whenever we read about the history of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are people that devote their total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any option. As we said several times, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the greatest among the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man among them. Because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he know that there is no any option before the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went as far as Badr in the day of the battle of Badr, searching for his own son, Abdul Rahman. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is searching for his own son because Allah asked them to fight the non-believers. And at that very moment, his son Abdul Rahman is a non-believer. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we teach that he's supposed to kill his own son with his own hand, and not by any other party's hand. So far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to fight the non-believers. So there is no other option that he keeps fighting for the son until the battle ends. After the battle, the non-believers, those who happen not to fall into the hands of the Muslims, went back to Mecca. After a while, Abdul Rahman accepted Islam. After the acceptance of Islam, he sat one day with his mother discussing about the issue of how to live before the Islam. He mentioned his father, in the day of Badr, I saw you. And the father is saying that I'm searching for you that day. Why did you call me? He said, I'm afraid. If I called you, I would have killed you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, you would have tried and see who among us will be the luckiest to kill the other. SubhanAllah. Because they know really there is no any option before the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here today, if somebody not going to slap your son, who is the carpet, for example, will you be happy? Now, you will never be happy. An outlet of him slaughtering your son. Will you tell him thank you? So, chocolate of you yourself will never like to do. So you see the difference between our own faith and their own faith. They believe really in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they know there is no option before the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, if you obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be a very good sample that can be imitated by others. Because if you obey Allah and you obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will take you as a very important sample of imitation. Unlike somebody who does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anybody takes him as his own sample, we would have declared that we don't have something to take as sample but rubbish. So therefore, none of us, except we all want to be good sample. We want to be good sample for others. If you want to be a good sample for others, all you have to do is to obey Allah and obey His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you look to the Quran in the chapter of Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You have a good sample in the passage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to be a very good sample to us by him being the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that no any other part in the Quran except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first person to put that order into implementation. And that is why when they asked our mother Aisha radiallahu anha about the behavior of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she answered, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His behaviors are the Qur'an. Just as if the Prophet ﷺ is the Qur'an walking on the side. Because he implements all rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have a good sample in the person of the Prophet ﷺ. When it comes to people you need to be as your sample today, if you look to them, you see that many of them are enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why then you consider them to be your samples? Somebody who is a real enemy to Allah, a real enemy to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say it's a sample, that means you are going astray. You know how they are the enemy of Allah and the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they don't obey Allah, they don't obey the Prophet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you say it's your sample. Somebody offering prayer without ablution, you say it's your sample. Very foolish sample. Somebody saying that he has a meeting, he had a meeting with Allah yesterday. Where and when? You say it's your sample. No, that person is not obeying Allah and not obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody, you see he's taking alcohol, he's taking a beer, a bottle of beer in his hand, and he say, Akramakallah, why? A'anakumullah, why are you taking beer? He said, oh no, it is Coca-Cola, but you just say it to be a beer. Is that a good sample? Somebody who read about the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do, you will see him that he never abides with the laws of Islam. And when you talk about something in Islam, you say that no, that is just a cover and you are not looking to the reality. That is the cover leaf. You are looking to the cover leaf of the seed. But he is looking at the seed itself. Where is the seed and where is the cover leaf? Do you have something of that nature in Islam? We don't have cover leaves and real seed. Islam is one. It's either you comply with Islam or you leave Islam. So therefore, you can't just say share for people. How much people share? Therefore, everybody for themselves to be shared today. Why? Because being a share is just a very cheap title given to people by people who don't know the significance and importance of that title. That is why you see foolish people, you see their picture on the mirror. Foolish people, I say. I still repeat, foolish people. You see their picture on the mirror, Sheikh Fulan. Sheikh, hey Sheikh. What Sheikh are they? Except by somebody that you are calling me Sheikh, and you don't know that in our own country, they do call donkeys Sheikh. You understand? That some people are donkeys. But you call them Sheikh. Why? Because they don't obey Allah. They don't obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why don't you call them Sheikh? What is the meaning of Sheikh? The meaning of Sheikh is a grand, knowledgeable somebody. A grand scholar. If you are a grand scholar, but you don't put your knowledge into practice, what is the use of that knowledge? Foolish. There is no need for knowledge if you don't put it into practice, Islamically. But maybe in science and technology, I don't know. But in Islam, if anybody has the knowledge, but fails to put his knowledge into practice, he's not considered to be Sheikh. Because that knowledge will be against him in the era. So therefore, mind you, who are you going to receive your knowledge from? Look at him well, so that you will never deceive yourself. Don't receive your knowledge from people who will mislead you. That is why, you see, it is very important for us to look at people we are going to collect our knowledge from, so that we will never take this knowledge from people who can never be good samples for us in our religion. That is why you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when he has divided it, what he obtained from a certain battle, he divided it between his companions, and somebody said, this is injustice. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet answered, who will be just? If I am not just, subhanAllah. That is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is our example. Who then will be just? if I am not just. They are Muslim ones. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just. You yourself, are you just? If you look to us today, you are not just. Because when something happens between you and your brother, he will say, you are not to say about yourself. When somebody happens to trust you in something, you are not to say, I am trustworthy. Let him say. And also, are you, whenever you want to say, you say the truth, or you lie sometimes, let your brother say, you are not to say. So if you look to our behaviors today, you see that many of us are attached completely. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a good sample. How can you be a good sample to your own children? You can look to your own individual kingdom. Don't look at a very wide kingdom. Your individual kingdom in your room, together with your wife and your little kids. You will see many of us, how do we train our children? We are not a good sample to our children. Because when somebody is calling you and you are inside the room, assalamu alaikum ya sheikh, wa alaikum salam. Where are you now? I want to come to you. You say, no, I am in the hospital. While you are inside the room. The small kid will look at you, Baba, but you are inside the room. I'm a fight. Don't say anything. So you don't know anything, that means you're supposed to be a liar. Are you a good uncle? Not a good uncle. When your wife asks you, we need money for foodstuff. How much do you need? We need 1,000 naira. And you know really, you are having more than 5,000 naira with you in your pocket. Then you bring out of your pocket 100 naira. Wallahi sallahi, this is what I have. And you are saying, wallahi sallahi. Are you a good example? Never. In the mosque, you are the imam. Somebody came to you and discharge the secrets to you. The secrets, don't tell anybody. Then call your followers that somebody, that man came to me yesterday and said this and this and this. He has already told you not to tell that secret to anybody. Are you a good sample? Never. And when you fight with people because of money, somebody brought money to the mosque so that you share it to the needy. He said to the needy. And you know that you are not a needy. But when you happen to collect the money, you see that it is 50,000 naira. Are we going to share all this? Then you take 30 for yourself, 20, you divide it. Are you just? You are not just. Will you be a good couple? Never by doing that. So therefore, you see, if you obey Allah and you obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be a good sample to others. There is no option. There is no option before the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as Muslims are concerned. If you tell somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited changing his creators. Because you see somebody using a certain cream by which he wills to change his color. Allah made him black,
you want to become yellow. And you said to him, Allah calls you in the Quran. Allah calls you in the Quran. And a female, a Nigerian woman, she has the type of hair we can see in our head. She wants to change her hair to an European one. And you tell her that Allah quotes you in the Quran. And people with tribal marks, you are blessed with a baby boy or baby girl, and you want them to mark on the skin your tribal mark. And you say, if you do that, you'll be among those called by Allah in the Quran. Do you know a verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all those people? Which verse? No verse, but there is a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called a woman adding to her hair another hair, and also somebody who made a tribal mark or any mark in his body, and so on and so forth. What I mean here is that anything in the Sunnah is considered as chief to this in the Quran. Just as you obey Allah, you have to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are some people in Nigeria here today. Before, there are Jews in Pakistan and India, but today we happen to hear that they are also here in Nigeria, especially in Lagos. People saying that don't believe in the Sunnah, you just have to believe in the Quran only. Don't obey anything in the Quran, in the Sunnah, just obey what you see in the Quran. Those people are non-believers. Those people are non-believers. Because Allah said, my new Arab Rasulah, whosoever obeys the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, مَا هَتَّكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُضُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatsoever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks to you, you should accept it. And what he has forbidden upon you, you should abstain from doing it. Therefore, it is compulsory on us to take note of this. And also, as we mentioned, this is, we only have 1 minute. As we mentioned, in a tradition collected or reported by Abu Hurairah, the Prophet made it clear that if you dare obey, you will be granted with the paradise. The Prophet said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَقُولُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Every individual among my ummah will enter the paradise, except those who refuse. قَالُوا وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالُوا, who will then refuse to enter the paradise in the day of judgment? The Prophet said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever obeys me will enter the paradise. وَمَنْ عَطَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And whosoever disobeys me has refused the paradise. You would like to enter the paradise? If we do, all we have to do is to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what made the people before us went astray is that they disobeyed their messengers. They disobeyed the messengers Allah sent to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a tradition also collected by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ كَثْرَةُ سُؤَالِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَى أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. The reason why the people before you went astray is the plenty of questions they used to raise in front of their prophets. You ask in order to practice. You don't ask just because you also want to ask. But then, they don't ask just to say that I also ask. So, and because they disagree with their prophets, they disagree with their prophets, they don't obey them, they disobey them, that is why they went astray. Lastly, in a tradition of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, in the book of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in a very long tradition, on which is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ عَبَدٌ حَبَشِي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm ordering you to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pious and to listen and obey, even though the person leading to you is a servant from Habasha, that is today known as Ethiopia. Because during the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many people brought to the Arab Peninsula from Habasha as slaves. That is why if they want to give an example of somebody who is slave, they do give example of the person from Habasha. As you know, in the issue of Bilal, radiallahu anhu, is also from where? He's also from Habasha. And he was brought to Mecca as a slave. And that is why the Prophet said, you must listen and obey. Even though your leader, your chief, is a slave from Habasha, it's not even an Arab, but you have to listen and obey. Therefore, whosoever happens to be your leader, so far he is not ordering you with what goes against the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to listen and obey. Don't look to his origin, his tribe, or his color, or his race, but you have to listen and obey. Because if you obey your leader, you are obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be granted with the paradise. And if you disobey your leader, you have disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By disobeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will simply go into the hellfire in the air of them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to right path and to make us among people of obedience to his rules and regulations and the teachings of our Lord Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Jazakum Allah khairan. We thank Allah who has made it easy for the doctor who has physically taken us through the context of Sama wa Ta'a, that is hearing and obeying. From his wealth of experience and knowledge, we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly. But because there are much questions here, I don't want to waste much of our time. So I will briefly take us through what we have discussed. Said we have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship him, and this worship goes to certain rules and regulations, and these rules and regulations we have to obey it and comply You see? So, if the hearing is the first step, that is, if you hear, you can understand and implement the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience to Allah is obligated on us. In all our engagement, that is, in all our engagement, we should engage in what is abundance with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this religion through. Now, how to accomplish this mission? We should bear it in mind that you are not a believer if you do not obey Allah and His Prophet. Hence, there is no paradise for the non-believers. So, let the total submission to Allah's will. And then he really explained the fact that and the explanation indicates that the leader should obey our leaders, right? But the leader should not mislead us. Likewise, we blind followers. So we should not blindly follow our leaders. So we should take note of this. Then he really explained that you may be called a stranger when you comply with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. So don't bother yourself with this, but you should try to continue implementing the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, the emulation of enemies of Allah and the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is very disastrous to our deen. Because some people today are called sheikhs, they are called scholars, but they do not execute or even understand the concept of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. So we should be aware of this. And lastly, we backed up all the discussion with evidence from the authentic noble tradition of the Holy Prophet. I think by now, each and every one of us should have understand the concept of hearing and obeying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our doctrine abundantly. Let us say Jazakum Allah khair afternoon. So wayakum. Before we jump to question and answer, because there are much questions here, I want to call on the PRO to give us some information here for us.
Today is a feast in the month of Muharram. Please let the teacher please inform us here for us. Inshallah, Imams and Matiba meeting is going to be on Friday, immediately after Salat and Jumu'ah. Also, FTF meeting is going to hold on Friday and the Australian teacher meeting. Basically, a mobilization meeting is going to hold after today.